President Trump says he would not approve of American intelligence agencies recruiting family members of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as spies. The president made the comment yesterday after a Wall Street Journal report that Kim Jong-un's half-brother had traveled to Malaysia to meet with a CIA contact. 2 years ago, the half-brother was killed in Malaysia. David Maxwell is a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He's a former Army Special Forces colonel and is now in Tokyo. What do you make of reports that the half-brother of North Korea's leader may have worked for the CIA?
I would hope that the intelligence community would reach out, and I would hope the president would sign a finding to do that if that was necessary, because as everyone knows, North Korea is a hard target, the hardest intelligence target, and we need to make use of every possible asset to try to learn about the regime so that we can help to formulate strategy. So I would be surprised if the CIA did not reach out to him. And I was frankly surprised to hear the president make those statements, though I know that the president is trying to maintain good rapport with Kim Jong-un. But frankly, I think it would be negligent on the CIA's part not to reach out to every potential asset that might be available.
You said that you don't like hearing that the president says he would not approve of American intelligence even reaching out to the brother of the leader of North Korea. Just yesterday, President Trump said that he received another, quote, beautiful letter from the North Korean leader. Is there any reason to believe the Trump administration is being played by North Korea?
Certainly, I think Kim Jong-un is trying to play him. He's playing what I call the long con. You know, President Trump is practicing what I think it can be summed up as unconventional, experimental, top-down diplomacy. He's certainly raised the level of contact to the highest level that we've ever had in 70 years. But I think we have to be concerned with what Kim Jong-un's strategy is. And the Kim family regime is renowned for getting something for nothing, using its blackmail diplomacy and its strategy of subversion, coercion, extortion, and ultimately use of force to achieve its long-term objective, which is unification of the peninsula under what might be termed the guerrilla dynasty and gulag state of North Korea, which is necessary to ensure survival of the Kim family regime. And so I think that Kim Jong-un is doing his best to play President Trump. But I also think, and I hope, that President Trump's advisors understand that. And I think the president does as well. But again, he's practicing unconventional, experimental, top-down diplomacy and trying to drive the process to a successful conclusion that will protect and advance U.S. interests.
So what are both sides getting in the meantime? I mean, I guess you could say that unlike with other presidents, at least this president has a relationship with the head of North Korea. What is he getting for it, and what is Kim getting for it?
Well, Kim is getting nothing right now, and he failed at the Hanoi summit. I think Kim
he's getting the spotlight even by saying that he's speaking to America's president.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, as well as Xi Jinping, President Moon, and Putin as well. The truth is, Kim Jong-un wants to deal directly with President Trump. And I believe and I'm hopeful that President Trump is at the point now where he is going to say there will not be a third summit until substantive working level negotiations take place. And that's really what has to happen. And because that hasn't happened, there is not an agreed upon definition of denuclearization. There's not a framework for denuclearization of the North. And that really needs to be worked out and agreed upon before there is another summit. But I think Kim Jong-un is fearful that his own negotiators will have trouble dealing with ours. But most importantly, I think he really believes that President Trump will give him the deal that he wants. And I think it's important that we disabuse Kim Jong-un of that notion.
One other question. You recently wrote about the executions of some of Kim's top negotiators and advisors. And South Korea has meanwhile pointed out something like 318 execution sites of public executions in North Korea. You said your concern is that one day one of these advisors will try to kill Kim Jong-un himself. How realistic do you think that is?
Well, it's difficult. We've always worried about the Mr. X scenario as the only likely way that that Kim could be assassinated, a Mr. X who has the access and placement, but most importantly, someone who fears that he or she has no other option and takes actions into his own hands. We won't see that coming, but the question for us is, if we learn today that Kim Jong-un was dead, and Anna Feifeld's new book points out his health problems, if we learn that he is dead, what actions are we ready to take immediately? And that's a question for the South Korean government, the U.S. government, and we should be thinking that through.
Lots more to talk about there. Hopefully at some other time, David Maxwell, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He's a former Army Special Forces colonel speaking to us from Tokyo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.